Phone woes. We're going to call this one phone woes. I use a different phone. Call it my drug phone. But yeah, I rock two phones. I use one phone for listening to podcasts and watching videos and recording podcasts. I use another phone for all that stuff, but had it plugged in for the last over 2 hours, and nothing's happening. It's not, doesn't want to work, doesn't want to come back on, so it might have gone tits up. I knew this day would come. I knew one day it wouldn't come back. Because every now and then, fuck, I should have plugged it in before it went completely dead. Fuck. I'm going to get really upset the more I think about it. But I knew I should have plugged it in. It was dying. Had like 10%. I thought it would get going to be okay. But I guess I fuck. Yeah, the more I think about it, the more upset I get. But, I should have plugged it in, because, you know, it's always a risk of the next time it dies, that might be the last time it dies. It might never come back, and it looks like it's never come back. So, phone woes. So, we've got to record, that basically means I've lost months upon months of podcasts. So, yeah, that sucks. But it is what it is, so we're going to record on our new phone. Yeah, I've lost. I mean, it's probably not worth a damn anyways. None of the material was any good, but still, it just sucks that all that fucking podcast got recorded and they're all gone. But, yeah, so, I'm going to keep this running for as long as I can before I get to fucking unbelievable. It won't come back, eh? Maybe I can try to like reset it or something. Cause I mean, yeah, it's been plugged in for ages, but it's just not taking a charge. Maybe I'll read up. Fuck. Oh shit, I gotta lift my fucking, oops, I almost forgot. Yeah, I gotta dump out the water. I'm working, allegedly, right now. Dump out the water in the box so that the snow doesn't stick. Almost forgot. That really sucks. In like multitude of ways. Multitude of reasons that fucking sucks. But yeah. That really fucking sucks. Ugh. Fuck. So yeah, all that stuff gone. Just awful. So I'm probably gonna, until I get bored and I really don't want to record a podcast anymore, I'm gonna keep this going for as long as possible, because it's just less work later. So sorry for the, it's gonna be really not enjoyable material, but That sucks, man. Unless this charge cord sucks, but it's not, I don't think that's a thing, because I've been using this charge cord for my phones before, and it's worked fine, so it's not the cord. Ugh. Damn it. Fuck. Maybe I'll look up. iPhone won't charge. Or maybe iPhone won't turn on. Phone won't turn on. Even after charging. You've got your iPhone on the charger and it looks like it's charging but isn't turning on. The most common restart is going to be problems with your battery health, an extremely low battery that needs time to juice up, software glitches, a faulty charging port, a bad AC adapter or cable, or some other hardware. Yeah. Fuck, I should have just as soon as I got in, I should have plugged it in. Fuck. What it is, what's on the radio. We gotta listen to the fucking radio, I guess. I don't know how to get radio stations on this. CFCR's got for me right now. Yeah.
song fucking sucks.
Cord, I could plug my iPod in and we could listen to some good music, but I don't have it. This is, I can't do it. This sucks. I don't dig this at all.
Many other people, I share the view. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers. Like Hail Mary's, if you're still there. Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary.
Awful. What the? Who makes music these days? This song's okay. I don't mind this song.
While delivering top quality products that match your style, function, and we make it accessible to any budget. With Local Flooring Group, you have a design team working with you and for you. It's time to start thinking about your flooring project, and it starts with us at localflooringgroup.com.
Greatness for many decades. That's variety that rocks. 96.3 Cruise FM.
see if CFCR's got something better for me now.
The new basis, or the base.
I'm a bad fucking beast of human. I'm just going to be building a family life. Do that risk and call me a family life.
This kind of music at all. I'm sorry that, like, whatever the fuck this is, R&B or whatever, I did not, no bueno, not a fan. That Boys to Men shit, I fucking hate it. Underrated how shitty it is. I always think of like dubstep and techno and like shit like that for music that I hate. But, like, it's underrated how shitty R&B is. It's, or whatever the fuck this Boys to Men, All for One looking shit this is. I hate it. See, everyone knows this country shit is shit. It's horrible. Everyone knows that, and I consciously, like, am very much aware. But, like, it's easy to disregard how bad, how fucking bad R&B is. Or whatever that fucking shit is. It's gonna be a grumpy day for me, Josh, given that my fucking phone woes are going on. Especially if I gotta listen to bad radio all day. All night. It's a 12 midnight to 8 a.m. shift. It's a graveyard shift, allegedly. Tits up. Fuck. Damn it. I missed that phone. On the radio anymore, please. rhythm and blues, right? I don't think I hate rhythm and blues. I hate that, like, fucking... Yeah, whatever that shit on TFCR was. Yeah. This sucks, too. Maybe it doesn't suck. I'm just fucking grumpy, but I don't have time to let it grow on me. Could be listening to fucking Voices of Wrestling right now, or Spittin' Chiclets, or fucking baseball podcast, the Slash Filmcast, or I guess it's called the Filmcast now. It's not called the Slash Filmcast anymore. Thing in when I got in too, but I thought I'd have a little bit more breathing room. Phone woes. Fuck. Oh. That was a borderline light there. Yellow, red. Sorry, Josh, this podcast is going to suck, but Tough Titty said the kitty. yo, oh, fuck, I forgot to fucking close the gate again. Fucking dumb fuck. Hopefully it didn't hurt anything. Vibrates the snow out. Okay. This time I will remember to close the gate. Now we have a little book where we write the amount of loads. Okay. ACT. Zamboni snow from there. Okay, what else can we listen to? CFCR got something better for me now?
Love.
6 right now. Tits up on me before. 4. So this is the third fucking iPhone that's gone tits up on me. Or the third time an iPhone. It's the second iPhone that's gone tits up on me. But no, wait a minute. No, it's the fourth time an iPhone has gone tits up on me. Because I've had two different phones go tits up on me twice.
Since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion, Ukraine has been reluctant to estimate the number of Ukrainian troops killed in the country. But in late February, President Volodymyr Zelensky did give a number. He said 31,000 Ukrainians have died in 2 years of war.
Jeez.
In the country's parliament, lawmakers are working on a bill to draft more soldiers. But Ukraine is also recruiting fighters from as far away as Latin America. Some of those new recruits are military veterans from Colombia who are not exactly signing up for ideological reasons. Then while Rueda has more of the capital, Bogota.
$3,000 a month, or about five times what a regular soldier earns in Colombia. Ney Peña served in the Colombian army for 2 years and now runs a small coffee farm where he makes around $300 a month. I'm basically going for the money, he says. The situation in Colombia is very tough, and if I stay here, I'll never have financial freedom. Peña registered in Ukraine's Foreign Legion in January and plans to travel there in April.
I know there are risks, he says.
With the money I make there, I can save enough to start a small business.
Really upsetting.
That's why I'm willing to join another country's war. This push by Ukraine to recruit foreigners comes as it struggles to get more of its own people to serve on the front lines. So, while some Ukrainians appear to be reluctant to go to the front lines, there are many in Colombia who see this war as an opportunity. For the world, I'm Manuel Dueda, Bogota.
You're listening to The World.
Get confused
this is
on this
the world.
One.
I'm Carolyn Beeler. TikTok, that launchpad for viral dance crazes and countless memes, is also, according to members of Congress, a grave threat to U.S. national security. The House is set to vote tomorrow on a bill that would ban the social media app if it doesn't cut ties with its Chinese parent company.
We can't have a foreign-controlled social media app pushing misinformation, certainly not to our children.
That's Vaja Krishnamoorthy, a Democrat from Illinois, speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill. For more on this, we reached out to Anupam Chander, a law professor at Georgetown University.
So I think the concerns are that there is Chinese national security laws that oblige Chinese companies or companies that
capital 10 feet lead. Keep going. Keep going. A bit more. A little bit more. That's good. Whoa, 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 whoa. Unplug it and it gives me the unplug sign. So like it knows the difference between plugged and unplugged.
So is this a new step that Congress is taking toward banning this social media site, or are they trying to ban it for long
term? Oh,
this is a big monumental step.
I see the Apple logo. Here's hoping. Here's hoping. But this is always scary because any phone that's gone tits up for me does the thing where the Apple logo, like it only has the Apple logo on and it won't go past there. So now I'm really scared that, I'm really scared now that my phone's gone tits up. Let's go! But it's at 1%, so I've got the Charge logo in now. Alrighty, we're back in business, baby. Yes. Alright, keep that plugged in.
Ways that the Chinese government and other foreign services and intelligence services can find out information about Americans, including
we're going to keep recording for a while, even though I could get the old Bluetooth headphones working and listen to some podcasts. I'm going to chip away on some megabytes here. I don't want to assume that my phone woes are over, so we're going to continue this phone woes podcast. Minutes and 12 seconds, so that's about a little over 25 megabytes. I'd like to make this a little longer, chip away on some more megabytes. I did an unemployment hour bonus train yesterday, Josh, but I forgot to stop recording. It's an 80 megabyte file, so that means 160 minutes, so that's 2 hours and 40 minutes. I don't know that I'm going to release that one, just because, I don't know, it's 80 megabytes, it's a good chip away. But yeah, I don't know. Now. All right. Telling me there's a chance.
Yes, I guess if you want royalties, you're going to turn to the U.S. media. So many column inches in the New York Times, the Washington Post on this Kate Middleton story. Does it surprise you that the U.S. media and many Americans are so drawn to the British royals?
I mean, I can understand it in maybe the sort of news cycle that we're in right now. I understand that editors maybe are looking for devastating world events, so there is some escapism to it. I was laughing earlier, I was looking at New York Times coverage, and the headline was, you know, something along the lines of how UK papers are covering.
I guess I could keep recording while I listen to podcasts.
About four stories in the last
right?
Hours.
Let's do that.
There is an obsession, I think part of it has also been driven by Meghan Markle, the fact that there is this young woman from the US who became a part of the British royal family and then exposed what
was on behind the closed doors of Buckingham Palace, and I think that is wild to me how much people care about, like, the monarchy and, like, following the royal family and all that shit. It's fucking crazy to me. I just don't understand why people think it's so important.
More global news still coming your way this hour. You're listening to The World.
What I could do is see if we got aux. I could maybe listen to podcasts on the podcast. Like, I could listen to podcasts over the radio.
We live in a globalized era with much of
the world's listeners, chicklets together.
Big, diverse urban centers. One city, though, stands out for its linguistic diversity.
New York today may be the most linguistically diverse city, not just in the world, but in the history of the world.
From Seke to Zaza, learning and preserving the endangered languages of New York City. That's ahead on The World.
Before the start of the Israel-Hamas war, every week around 200,000 Palestinian laborers, mostly from the West Bank, worked in Israel. But after the October 7th attack...
West Bank. The Gaza Strip. The West Bank. The Gaza Strip. It's from the song. I don't know the actual name of the song. The chorus is Fuck Religion. Propaganda song, but I'm not sure what the. I can't remember the name of the song.
His name is Abdullah Wasfi. He tells me he's 33 years old and has three kids, two boys and a girl. He says for 14 years he had a free job in construction in Israel, making 14,000 shekels a month, about $4,000. But since October 7th, he's been unemployed. Now his savings are almost gone.
Five months
I've been sitting at home and no one is helping me, he says angrily and storms out of the shop. Wasfi is one of hundreds in this village facing major financial insecurity after their permits to work in Israel were suspended after October 7th. Nasir Khalil, the shop owner, has been seeing the impact of all this frustration play out firsthand. Chips and Coca-Cola, he says. Now they're just buying the basics, oil, seed, and rice. He takes out his account and shows me a list with dozens of customers.
So this is the list of people who are buying on credit here?
And you have another lunch in Chelsea and I'll shake you today.
Khalil is struggling too. I have to pay rent for this shop. I have to pay for electricity, he says. They have kids who are at university. I have to pay for all this. But he says the shop has only been taking in a typical amount of daily revenue compared to before the start of Israel's war with Hamas. Before the war, Palestinian workers who helped off in Israel contributed more than $3 billion annually to the Palestinian economy. The loss is having a severe economic impact on the Israeli economy, too. Shai Kotz, the deputy director of the Israeli Builder Association, he says the loss of Palestinian workers has brought the construction business in Israel to a near standstill.
54% of our industry has stopped.
Yeah, I don't like having a beard. mustache. Starting to fade a little bit. It's tricky with working graveyard shift because, you know, life goes on the same way that it always does. You still got to pick your kids up from school. You still got to go to racquetball. You do have time for naps because you're not working during the day, unless you are working during the day. Today and tomorrow I've got to work short shifts at, as well as my graveyard shift,
he takes us to an area where he farms.
I got a good nap in.
Banana, jackfruit, and avocado.
I went and practiced and lifted. After work yesterday, got a good nap in before I had to pick the kids up, and then I went to racquetball. And then I did not get a good nap in. I just went straight to work after racquetball and slept on the couch until it was time to start work. And that nap wasn't the best. So I feel that I'm fading a little bit here, but hopefully we'll get a good nap in after work. I have to work after work, and then after that I'm going to go practice, then I'm going to have a nap, and I'll probably lift before work. That was weird. Yeah, I gotta stop driving with the cruise on. These things are, I don't know if it's windy or if I'm just shitty at driving or I can't talk and drive, but I got a little bit hairy there. I think we need a chai. I think we gotta get some tea. I think we're, yeah, we gotta caffeinate ourselves a little bit, I think.
Did not begin until 2.5 years after the project had already started.
I cannot imagine a more egregious problem than like reversing free prior informed consent. If you say that happened and it like the opposite happened, why should I trust anything you say anywhere else?
Danny Cullenward is a climate economist and lawyer. He says the findings of the report are made even worse by the fact that some of these issues were documented in the project's own audits years before the investigation.
Everybody involved in this process has an incentive to say everything's okay, and when you dig in, sometimes that's not actually true.
These credits are certified by a U.S. nonprofit called FARA, the world's leading carbon credit certifier. FARA is supposed to confirm that the projects produce certain environmental and social benefits. The nonprofit
agencies in these projects. And if that was not the case here, our investigation will find that out, and there will be censures for that too.
If human rights violations can play out in a project certified by VERA, what is the value of VERA's certification?
Let me think about that. I think it's saying, what is the value of a firehouse if fires can still happen?
VERA would not provide a timeline for when its investigation will be completed, and said its policy is to not comment on allegations while an investigation is ongoing. Cambodia's Environment Ministry did not respond to a request for comment. The NGO carrying out the project, Wildlife Alliance, said the Human Rights Watch report fundamentally distorts the reality of the project. At his family home, a Chong indigenous man in his late 50s says the rangers and officials carrying out the carbon offset project have cut down crops grown by his community. He still farms in the area despite the patrols, but he's afraid of being spotted. He says he doesn't earn enough for his family's daily living expenses and had to take out private loans for $150. He urges the companies that are buying these credits to push for the project to stop restricting the area where he farms and to not hurt the people anymore. The authorities don't go after people with excavators, he says, but they come for people with small farms like him. For the world, I'm Lila Goldstein in Cambodia.
If you try to set up a doctor's appointment recently, chances are this won't surprise you. Lots of places in the U.S. just don't have enough physicians, especially rural areas. In the state of Virginia, a new bill aims to address the problem. It would create a pathway for foreign-trained doctors to continue their careers in the U.S. From Harrisonburg, Virginia, Valerie Plesch reports.
Lata Evali Dominique de Tomi is a physician from Cameroon, one of the more than 200,000 foreign-trained doctors living in the U.S. He followed in his parents' footsteps to become a doctor.
For me, medicine was about helping people.
After completing 7 years of medical school and earning a degree as a general practitioner in 2011, he found work in emergency medicine with Doctors Without Borders, treating displaced people from conflict and natural disasters.
And that was really, really a dream come true.
Marriage brought him to the United States in 2015, and he now lives in Maryland.
Well, at first I thought, is it nice for America? Anything can happen. I can even work as a nurse. I have a degree, I need more than that, I can work as a nurse. Wrong.
That's because in the U.S., in order to become a physician, even if you are one in your home country, you have to complete the United States Medical Licensing Examination.
Oh boy!
A three-step program, which
can cost about
$3,000, and a residency, which is highly competitive.
We're tripping over each other's dicks out here at the snow dump.
But many parts of the U.S. are desperately in need of doctors now.
Hello? Good to see you. Good to see you. So how have you been since the last time I saw you?
Dr. Rocky Fowler is a primary care physician in Harrisonburg, Virginia, located in the western part of the Shenandoah Valley. Growing up in rural Louisiana, he saw firsthand how important and challenging it was for patients to access medical care.
And when I moved to Virginia, I learned how underserved this area is as well. I call this a desert oasis of healthcare.
Dr. Fowler's family practice sees over 3,000 patients from the Harrisonburg area. He says that when he moved here 10 years ago, he was told that the town needed 10 to 12 primary care physicians, and since then, the town has lost that number and hasn't gained any.
We have to find a way to solve this problem, and what better way to do it than with immigrant help that are already experienced, they're already knowledgeable. I mean, there has to be a way to fast track.
The new bill in Virginia would permit the Virginia Board of Medicine to issue a provisional license to a physician licensed in a foreign country for 2 years, without completing a U.S. medical residency. After that, the license can be renewed if the physician practices in a medically underserved area.
That's the vibrator. That helps the snow come out.
Health policy, the Virginia Medical Society.
To help solve our healthcare access, it's a good bill that the state.
establishes patient protections, and we think will help be a piece of that puzzle.
After 4 years with a provisional license, these doctors would be eligible to apply for a full, unrestricted license to practice medicine. Five states have already
Fox
passed
is down. Solution
with very little
PTO's off.
And serve as models for the
gate is bill. Closed. I'm going to mark down my load. ACT.
Which passed similar legislation in 2020. Mohammed Khalif is the founder of the International Medical Graduate
Academy,
which helps now doctors return to the medical workforce. He fled the Civil War.
142. See how long it takes to get back to ACT from here.
After graduating from medical school in China, he faced
how long we've been recording for.
So work as a doctor, I didn't have a license. So
1 hour and 12 minutes.
And get a license first before you can work as a doctor.
Tired of performing low-paying jobs to make ends meet, he brought together other international medical graduates to meet with nonprofits in Seattle to talk
chipping
about
away
situation.
On those megabytes. We are. Oh, this truck wants to come through.
Since the Washington bill was passed, his organization has helped around 20 doctors obtain licenses and find jobs in healthcare around the state.
Just given the skills that these individuals each possess, we could see such a loss to our community if we aren't able to help
busy
brilliant, talented, incredible physicians get back into the system somehow.
Dr. Sarah Qureshi is a family medicine physician and associate professor and vice chair for education at the Department of Family Medicine at Georgetown University. She's been involved in integrating refugee physicians into the healthcare system.
I know that at least in the bill, we're not at all saying that anybody should just be able to come here and practice.
I guess I gotta drink more water if I wanna have a chai latte because I need to. I guess I could just dump out the water, but I don't want to do that. I don't like wasting.
That would provide provisional licenses to foreign-trained doctors, passed unanimously in Virginia's House and Senate, and is expected to be signed by the governor next month. Latte Abali Dominic Titoni in Maryland.
That's so, oh boy.
As a service technician, which he says is a stable and well-paying job, but he still thinks about becoming a doctor again.
He's always in my mind. He's part of me. I breathe healthcare. I QFK.
Let's see what's on the CFCR now.
Neighboring Virginia to practice medicine again.
Said 142, right? Bumpy.
their blueprints, you can become a CFCR member. You see, when you flash your CFCR member card, you'll save 10% in wait difference across town. What business did you ask? Well, let these satisfied members tell you.
Early Farm and Garden.
Think it's Carol's Mountain.
Very neat.
The Broadway Theater.
Broadway Shoot. And the CFCR members. You'll save 10% of these businesses and will all the flash your sticky orange membership card. Paid to support CFCR. Isn't that right? Act on the phone. Outstanding. Visit CFCR.ca to become a member and start saving today.
Just crossed the bridge. I got a whore cup of loogie.
CFCR member. You see, when you flash your CFCR member card, you'll save 10% to great businesses across town. What businesses, you ask? Well, let these satisfied members tell you.
Ermine's Farm and Garden.
Big Squirrel's Wild Goods.
Prairie Beats.
The Broadway Theater.
Broadway Shoe. And the CFCR members.
You'll save 10% of these businesses and more, all with a flash of your spiffy orange membership card. It pays to support CFCR. Isn't that right, Capco, the talking gorilla? Outstanding. Visit CFCR.ca to become a member and start saving today.
CFCR 90.5 FM. Putting the community in community.
A candle makes no sound.
O'clock. Let's see what we got for battery life. 41%. All right.
Thank you.
I did to deserve this light being read for me right now? Huh. I made some shitty jokes at racquetball. Here. Punishment light. No reason for this to be red, but hey. Fair enough. I get it. I vibe with it. But a big truck ripped through that puddle. And they didn't really need to, so I think they just wanted to rip it up. Like I said, fair enough. I get it. It's fun ripping through puddles. For AEW Dynamite tonight. Big business from Boston. Thank you. Sloan. I don't like Sloan at all. Yeah, no, I don't like him.
She let us into. So I don't think there's any version of that Wendy that we know that would be happy to watch this and see the way that she.
Pink, man. I don't like Pink either. Oh, there we go. Song's probably over now, so let's go back and see what CFCR's got for me. Well, what's this? Hey, this is some Clash! Let's go! Rock the Casbah! Rock the Casbah!
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. I was going to try not to sing along to it. Let them do the singing. Let them sing it, but I just couldn't help it. I'm getting sleepy, Jish.
Fool again.
He didn't have to tell me to go backwards or forwards or anything. That's sweet. We're at, oh, that's a heavy one. Shook me a little bit. 72%. All right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
hours and 16 minutes and 14 seconds. So we're doing some good chipping. Organized form of Christianity and Christian right. obviously. Gross. Yeah. How about that generic rock over here at 102.1? Like, what a... Like, this is fucking shit music. This generic rock here we got? What is this?
Crazy, remember how I made you sleep. I don't understand what happened to our love.
graveyard shift. Hey, this takes me back. gosh. I think we're just going to go all the way with 3 hours here to get our megabytes done in one fell swoop. So, sorry. Hope you're all right. Even though I now have those podcasts that I had recorded earlier, we've already, you know, we're kind of pot committed at this juncture. What do we got here? 86%. And I'll have all those podcasts back. But I'm already into this big long episode. It'd be nice to have all the megabytes for the month of March already accounted for. So that's what we're going to do. Four minutes and 17 seconds.
Thank you.
drive 70 on the freeway. I mean, I'm at work right now, so I don't care. No difference to me. Get paid, so I'm not gonna stress about it, but
Broadway Theater, Broadway Shoes, and CSCR.
Oh boy.
Bye.
little after the 3 hour mark to make sure we got our 90 plus megabytes. And then I'm going to start listening to podcasts instead of recording a shitty podcast. I'm going to record and listen to good podcasts.
If we fail on hard times.
So I'm looking for that. I have such great love and respect for the country and the people.
You recognize that?
Nap. I can take my tea right before the nap and then wake up feeling extra juiced up, but I want to time the shit out right, you know? sure we... let's mark our load and then let's sign off. So yeah, I don't know how you put up with listening to this, Jeanche, but you made it if you've listened to this point. Thanks for listening. Oh, I'll go a little longer. I'm gonna go 3:12. 3:12:12 is the plan. I have to make sure I don't go too long. If I go over 100, if I go 100 or more, then I won't be able to post it. That would be really bad. That'd be a lot of hard work for no good reason. Not hard work, you know, wasting time. All right, Jeanche. Fucking love you, bud. Hope you're doing well. See you later.